Tick, 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 boom! Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody. Yes, we are taking it back old school as this week, Meltdown Monday turned into Totally Nuclear Tuesday, and we are hitting it on Wipeout Wednesday because today it's Thanksgiving Eve, and for those of you old school fans that used to love a little Survivor Series on Thanksgiving Eve, as you got all excited about a big turkey dinner the next day, celebrating like no other, this is what we are doing on today's Meltdown. We are bringing you back old school. We are taking it back to the initial source of the Survivor Series. It's Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to take a look back on some of our favorites and some that my big brother over the pond were a part of in person. And we're also going to hit it out of the park by taking a little look at the Survivor Series this year. Welcome to the Meltdown. I'm always your Tomcat, repping it over here in a place we don't celebrate Thanksgiving officially, but it's always in our hearts and in our souls to each and every one of our American brothers and sisters. And speaking of American brothers and sisters, I am joined by the finest man in any room. He's a three-time tag team champion. He is a legend. He is going to be gnawing on turkey legs tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, the iconic Brian Clark.
Thank you for that fantastic introduction. As always, ladies and gentlemen, do not get it twisted. That man you see there in that sporty blazer is none other than the Tomcat himself, the three-time UK host of the year and Guinness World Record holder, man. I'm telling you, that this guy can do it all. There's nothing he cannot do. And like you said, we are going a little bit of way back Wednesday, Wrath Wednesday, whatever you want to call it. We have got it going on today. Man, I'm going to tell you, Tom sent me a list of what we're going to do this week. And this is going to be fun. But also some of the, and maybe we'll get this a little later. So this will actually have you just go ahead and stay with us for the entire hour, because we got some great news for some fantastic guests that are red hot right now on social media, to say the least. Am I right, Tom?
There is never more a truer word said. We're always good at these segues. I thought we'd throw on the bling. I thought I'm getting really, really festive over here, so much so that we're rocking the Santa Claus mugs right now. We're getting festive in red. We're feeling fresh. We're feeling the power on this Wednesday as you guys get ready for Thanksgiving. So tell me, big man, what have you got prepared for tomorrow?
Well, Michelle is preparing a big feast, to say the least. There's a big, massive turkey thawing out in my kitchen right now. And then on the sides, I know there will be mashed potatoes, a lot of vegetables. You can actually eat pretty clean during Thanksgiving if you want to. Really, okay. You can. I mean, it's a big protein meal, and then you just got to watch the sides. That's all. I get a workout in, and tomorrow morning the gym hours are 8 to 12, so I'll be able to get a workout in. I'll get the ice plunge in. I'll get the cardio in. So it'll be a full workout day, but I'll just do it even earlier. So then I can kick back, have a big plate of turkey, turn on the tube, watch some football, and just relax, man. Play with the dogs, sit around and hang out with Michelle all day, because I've been gone all week. I just got back from Destin, Florida, to see my beautiful family, which we had a great time, by the way. And so a little bit of jet setting, East Coast to West Coast, back and forth. And now I am back in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm ready for the Meltdown, baby.
You are living that dream, brother. Don't get it twisted. That man right there is an absolute machine. I love seeing his workout shots, hearing what he's up to. That ice plunge still terrifies me. As soon as we go over that beautiful little hurdle, don't worry, I haven't forgot. I am aware that I did lay it on the line. If we get over, what was it? About 50,000 subscribers. No, it wasn't that many. It was about 20,000, right? And we're not far off.
And speaking of that, if you're watching right now, hit the like and subscribe button, because we all want to see the Tomcat do the plunge. So I know Charlie's going to push you to it. I'm going to push you to it. You got to do it. And the fans and the listeners out there in Meltdown Land want to see you do it. So there's no backing out.
They really don't need to see me. If for what you've just laid out there, just watch the sides. I seem to be all about the sides. My sides seem to be expanding just a little bit. But as you've just flown straight back in from Florida, we're going to be flying into Florida next year. And as we did in 2024, this boy right here is going to get fit for Florida once again. He is going to be dropping some LBs. He's going to
Love
be
it.
hitting the gym and feeling fresh and funky. And speaking of hitting the gym, want to send out a massive congratulations. Brian just dropped his name right there. My son Charlie, who hit his black belt in Shukokai Tsutemi Karate Ryu. Well done, Charlie. Amazing job. Huge 3-hour grading, and he got 96.75%. That is absolutely out of this world, mate. I'm so proud of you. That's 11 years worth of dedication from
Wow.
starting at 5 and working his way up to 16. His desire, his goal was to be a black belt before he left high school, and he's done it with 7 months to spare. So, round of applause. Well done,
That's
Charlie Henry. Absolute legend, mate. Absolute legend.
and
Well,
a little bit of a pep talk from the Beast last week. Dan Severin, the Hall of Famer, and Charlie were chatting it up prior to him testing, right?
that was what he needed, just that little UFC kick in the pants
There you go.
to propel him to greatness. So well done, mate. You've taken our name and you've shot it to the stars. Go on for it. Go for it, son. Well, let's find out exactly who else is going to be shooting for the stars as we take a look back into some past Survivor Series, but shooting for the stars this weekend as the WWE presents its one of its big four. It's Survivor Series weekend. This is going to be a big show. It is studded when it comes to stars. We've got two War Games matches. We've got John Cena, and we've got the Women's World Championship on the line as well. Four matches announced. Now, let's talk about that first, Brian. So, this show is going to be at least 3 hours long. It's one of the big four. How do you feel about just having the four matches? Is it better to have a smaller amount of matches and make them more sort of padded out, more fleshy, more meat on the bone? Or is it better off to have had eight matches and get more people on the card and boom, 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 spot it out? What do you think?
Well, I think four is not enough, in my opinion. I think the perfect blend, honestly, is like 5 to 7, just my opinion. Five being the lower number, 7 to 8 is the maximum. But I think there's so many guys that are stuck in the mid card that are either upper mid card where they could have created some angles that, for example, say that are not on the team. They could have added some more matches in there. That's what I think. I would like to see more than just, so you got Cena, the women's, and then all the survivor teams, right?
Correct. That's
So yeah, I
absolutely
would
right.
like to see another maybe even a tag team championship match, or a US championship match.
Yep.
Dragunov would have been great. I would love to see him injected in here somehow, but they obviously, these teams are going to go along, have some big segments in the show, is what I'm guessing.
Yes, I agree with you. I think four isn't enough, and hopefully, come Friday on SmackDown, we're given another one. As it could happen. I think actually the taping has taken place, but I've not yet taken a look at the spoilers. But it would be great to add that in, just to have more people on the show, give more people that opportunity to shine and be out there in front of a big pay-per-view audience, because this is going to be a big pay-per-view audience. We talked about it earlier on. Netflix over here in the UK, ESPN over in the US. It is going to be a hot ticket for sure. What would be nice is if they injected one of the traditional 4-on-4, 5-on-5 teams of 5 strikes to 5 kind of thing, classic elimination style Survivor Series match. And one of the questions that I had for you, being a part of two wonderful Survivor Series back in the 90s, when that team strategy, that team style match of elimination was more prevalent than it is right now. Which is your preference? Did you enjoy being a part of those teams and it being eliminations, or are you enjoying the war games style of Survivor Series?
I guess I'm still old school. I enjoy the 4-on-4, and I love the elimination part of it because it sort of builds throughout the whole match and the whole story as each person is getting eliminated. I think in my first Survivor Series, I think I was one of the final ones to be eliminated. And you just gotta work your way through it. And there's so much to go over, and everybody's got to get all their spots in. So it was fun to lay it out. But it was really fun to like working with X-Pac 123 Kid Sean Waltman, doing all his high flying stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did. That first one in 93 at the Boston Gardens, man, it was electric. The crowd was just red hot. And we had some legendary people on both teams. So
Right. Whoa. I'm going to stop you
okay.
there
All right.
because I'm about to lay down the gauntlet. You guys know in our Meltdown universe that I like to play games. So I'm going to play a little game with my tag partner right now, and we're going to find out if he can cast his memory back with some Survivor Series questions from 1993 and 1994. So, Mr. Clark, let's see how well you do as we take you to school. It's Survivor Series 101. We are ready to don those genius style mortarboards and gowns. Let's see how well we do when it comes to Adam Bomb at the Survivor Series. So, two appearances, 93 and 94. I'm sure you just dropped the name of where you guys were in 93. Where were you in 93?
Boston Gardens, the original Boston Gardens, yes.
Absolute iconic venue. What about
Oh, yeah.
94?
94 was San Antonio, Texas. I want to say, trying to remember the name of the arena, but it was the older arena, but it was very massive on the inside. I think they still run, they maybe still run that building.
Is it the Richmond Coliseum? Am I right
That
in that?
sound, well, Richmond, I think that is in Ohio. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, well,
You
I'm
might have to.
completely
You
wrong
may be
then.
right.
I
I'd
was
have to.
watching something else. Let's see where it was. You know what? You know why I've got it twisted? It's
Why?
just come to me. It's
Okay.
not the Richmond Coliseum. It's the Freeman Coliseum.
There it is. That's
San
it.
Antonio, Texas.
That's it.
There
There
we
you
go.
go.
I'll take the win off the Coliseum. Well,
Yeah.
you're already two for two, so
Okay.
you're doing really well. Right, let's take you back to 93. So
Okay.
93
Right.
was a little expansion. So it wasn't teams of five strive to survive. It was my personal favorite. It was teams of four. I
Right.
felt that you could get more in. There was more spotlight shone on those eight men that were out there. Can you remember who was on Team Bomb in 93? Four of you.
All right, I'm going to give it my shot here. So, the creation of devastation, that's right, Adam Bomb.
Yes, brother. Tick.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yes, he was.
The model, Rick Martel.
Yes.
And the tax man cometh, IRS.
Full marks, Mr. Clark. Excellent. Four for four. As we're talking about IRS, I want to send all our love out to the legendary Mike Rotunda. We need a big kick out of you now, tax man. Let's go. Sending all our love from the meltdown. Okay, so we had the heels.
Right.
Give me the four baby faces that you faced in
This is
93.
where I may miss a beat here.
Okay.
Okay. The one and only Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah.
How could you forget that guy? 123 Kid.
Yep.
Marty Jannetty.
Yes, one more. He was the captain of the team.
Damn it. I thought Randy was the captain. Okay.
No, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, so
Oh wow. All right. I needed an initial. I need something. I need a
he was dripping with machismo.
Oh, a razor. Okay, Scott. Okay, got it.
Hey, there we go.
Okay.
There we go. All right, I'm
All
going to give
right.
it
All
to you. I'm
right.
going to give it to you. Four for four. Excellent. All right. So, if you recall on this one, it was supposed to be Razor, 123 Kid, Marty Jannetty, and Mr. Perfect, who was rounding it out. And it was revealed at the beginning of the match by Razor that Perfect, El Perfecto, has stepped aside and the Macho Man had been brought in. From you guys on the opposition, and obviously from being in a place where there are so many cogs in this machine that we know as professional wrestling, but when were you informed that Kurt was out and Randy was in, and did that affect the match that was laid out to you initially?
I don't think it affected the match. It would have been great to have either one of those guys. They're both great talents. I knew that we were all on page as far as all four and four. We were really, really wanted to have a great match. So we really took our time the whole day, of course, putting it together and getting all our spots in. I'm trying to remember when we found out that Kurt would not be a part of it. I don't know if he had an injury. Or for what reason he was not a part of that team. But I'm not quite sure. But again, Randy was what a fill-in. I mean, yeah, you can't
I
go
always
wrong.
remember
Yeah.
listening to Bruce talk about Vince, and it was always a scenario where if we couldn't go through with what we had advertised, you can only go up. So you can only take it to the next level. Don't shortchange your crowd. And if you're
Yeah.
making a replacement, that replacement has got to be equal, if not better. And I know it's really tough to equal perfection, but when it comes to the madness, I think we've got it.
Yeah.
Incredible match. Incredible match. The heels, there was dissension with the heels. Harvey was involved as well, your manager at the time. There were so many wonderful parts to that match. If you've not yet checked it out, load up your Netflix machine. There is a full-on archive when it comes to the Survivor Series, and 93 definitely will not disappoint. It's the first match on the card. They set the tone, they set the pace, they knocked it out of the park. It was a belter, absolute belter. From 93, let's take a trip to 94. They've reinserted an extra man on each team. So now it is teams of five, Strive to Survive. But from this side, you've jumped from the heels to the baby faces, which, I mean, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
It serves your personality more to be a baby face, just from how happy and smiley you are, Mr. Clark. You suit it well and you look incredible. There we go, voguing all the way. But tell us, who was on the baby face team in 94?
Well, when you mentioned that turn, another superstar made the big turn from the Narcissist to the Lex Express. And I'm talking about Lex Luger, of course. So Lex was the captain. Am I correct on that? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So
Team
Lex
name? Team name, do you remember that?
was
Oh,
had to
it's a
do with
good question.
All American or something.
Nearly. It was
Okay. Glory. Okay.
guts and
That's it.
glory. There you
Guts and
go.
Glory. Okay. All right. Are you asking my the rest of
Yeah,
my team?
I
Okay.
need all five members. So I've got
Sure.
you and
Okay.
Lex right
So
now. I've got you and Lex.
myself, Lex. My dear friend, Big Money Mabel.
Yes, Big Nelson was there.
What a funny, great guy he was. And then, of course, my other two buddies, the Smoking Guns.
Excellent job. Five for five. Hey,
I
he's
used
not
to travel,
relented,
I
is it?
travel with those guys, or all those guys. So it's not hard to remember your road dog, so to speak.
Well, as we come down the line, as we go through this beautiful journey that is the meltdown, we want to be hearing some stories about the rest of Guts and
Oh, yeah,
Glory. So
sure.
we will come to them in the upcoming weeks. So that was your babyface side.
Right.
Do you remember who was on the other side of the fence?
I remember Bundy.
Yep. How could you not forget
Oh,
Shamu?
I know. Tons of fun. That's him. So Bundy Bigelow,
Yep.
right? Did they have a manager? Was DiBiase part of the he
Teddy
so
was the manager. Yes, Teddy was the manager.
Tatanka, because he had turned heel, right? And he was part of Those guys were part of DiBiase's faction, whatever they, I'm not sure what they were called, but
Yeah,
yeah.
Million Dollar Corporation. Yeah. So it's the
Okay, all
Million
right.
Dollar
So
Team.
Bundy, Tatanka, Bigelow.
This is a tough one because it's a tag team at the end who were in a feud with the Smoking Guns.
Okay. They came out of Smoky Mountain,
They
and I
did.
got there first, yes. Jim Cornette, Heavenly Bodies, right?
Yes! Five for five, big man. Unprompted. That is what we need to hear.
Well,
Oh, there
the
are
reason
no
I
flies on
remember,
that Big Mac.
yeah, I remember that because they came from Smoky Mountain, but I got there probably 6 8 months before. But they also brought the Heavenly Bodies up, and then I think rock and roll came in for a little while,
Yep.
and Cornette came up, of course, later on to manage Yoko and a few other guys. Yeah,
Correct.
okay,
Absolutely
got it.
correct. And it was a
All right.
wonderful time in professional wrestling, and it's very sort of equal to what we've got now with their current working relationship with TNA, and a situation we're going to talk about very, very soon later on in the show, when we saw two of TNA's talents appear on WWE programming this past week. But the fact that Vince was open arms to be promoting Smoky Mountain Wrestling, to just bring in Cornette and bring in you and bring in all these other wonderful talent that had the massive, massive push over in Smoky Mountain. And what an incredible journey to be bringing that incredible array, a smorgasbord of incredible superstars up to New York. So yeah, brilliant, absolutely amazing. And for us as fans, it opened up the floodgates for possibilities galore. And it was an awesome time. And he did the same as well with Jerry Lawler in the USWA.
And also, he dipped back into the Smoky Mountain pool and got Kane.
That was, yes,
So,
excellent.
yeah.
Was Kane like it was the
He was
Unabomber,
called
something
he was
like
called
that.
the Unabomb
Yes.
or Unabomber or something along those. Yeah, Unabomb. But yeah.
That's
And
cool.
then, of course, he
Al
was a.
Snow's tag partner. We're going deep on this, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was also in Memphis with a few different characters working under Lawler. But yeah, I think he got the most polish, I would think, of course, with Cornette.
Yeah. Did you ever
Yeah.
see any of the footage from USWA where Vince was actually heel on screen in '93, and he appeared wearing the WWF title, and he went really deep into his heel persona. It was like a real precursor to the Mr. McMahon
Dude,
character.
oh.
It was excellent stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to research that. It sounds familiar, but I
It's
just do not
weird, man. It's
recall.
really weird, but
Yeah.
it's excellent from a wrestling historian's basis to see Vince in that 93 era. I mean, this is steroid
Yeah,
trial
right.
era,
Oh,
Vince,
yeah.
to be playing a bad guy on somebody else's TV.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So weird, so odd, but so wonderful to see. I mean, looking back at that, you were full marks on this sheet. Full marks on this sheet. I love that. I want to take you back to 94. So the finish for Adam Bomb in 94 was the big moonsault from Bam Bam Bigelow. How was Bam Bam to work in the ring? Because watching that big man sail off the top rope must be awe-inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, he really could do a lot of stuff. He had all the experience from being there initially and then leaving the company and then re-emerging in All Japan. I think it was All Japan. A long run there. By the way, I gotta throw this in there today. You know, I was sending out my Thanksgiving hellos and everybody, and I talk about All Japan. I gotta tell you guys, everybody listening, I talked to and chatted with the absolute legend of All Japan, ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Lariat Hansen. I had to tell the people that I talked to a legend, the legend, one of my all-time favorites, by the way. Not to get off track and we can circle back around, but hey, it's not every day that people get to talk to Stan Hansen. So I'm just going to put that out there. Let it simmer a little bit. All right, Tomcat, what was the question? I lost you. What was it?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, before we tail off that, how is Mr. Hansen? Is
He sound
Stan
like
good?
he
He's still throwing
sound like
lariats?
Western Colorado is enjoying it. I sent him over a few photos of mine. He loves the horseback riding and everything. And yeah, he was asking, but he got all excited when I told him I was going to Germany. And so he was asking all about that. But yeah, just a great vibes from him. And like I said, he's one of my all, if not my top three all-time favorites. I absolutely love his work and just a really wonderful guy. So, but you wouldn't know it by looking at him because you tear your head off. But
Exactly.
he absolute sweetheart. Yeah.
It's he was one of those incredible characters, sensational performers that could blur the line so well that you didn't you couldn't tell where Stan the Lariat Hansen, the character, stopped and Stan Hansen, the actual person, started. And when you've got that is over, baby.
You go
It's
back to his
terrifying.
AWA days. If you ever seen the old AWA footage, and then the early 90s WCW stuff when he would go back from Japan back and
Yeah.
forth, and like
The
the Luger
Luger
match.
cage match is
Oh.
sensational.
Oh,
That
come
is
on.
stuff of internet legend now. And for us as tape traders back in the 90s, everybody wanted to get their hands on that. But
Oh.
if you've not yet seen it, type it in your YouTube machine. I'm sure it's
Yeah.
going to be there. Stan didn't want to work that night.
Oh.
Stan was not going to put up with any of Lex's stuff that night.
Not nothing.
Lex had
Zip.
to get out of there, right?
Had to sell it. Had no choice but to sell it. Love it. Love it.
Oh, we love Stan Lat Hansen. Excellent job. Oh, well, it's great to be catching up with him. I get the opportunity to catch up with a legend each and every week. So we are blessed, brother. We are blessed. But the question I asked you was taking the moonsault from Bigelow. Taking the
Oh
moonsault.
yeah. Back to Bigelow. That's how I segued into Japan. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Bigelow, it was easy. I didn't, I mean, I felt it, but I, you know, wasn't, didn't break my ribs or anything. And I'd worked Bigelow so many times on house shows and throughout the loops, in Europe and the US, all over really. So I was familiar with his work. And so yeah, it was not a big issue to take the moonsault. Yeah, he was good at protecting guys. Almost to a fault. And what I mean by that is that some of his stuff looked a little light as far as certain things like the elbows and stuff. But again, he was going above and beyond to protect the guy. So I understand what he was doing.
Yeah, well, that is, I mean, you've got to look at it from a basis of being safe, looking after the person that you're in the ring with, as well as making it look as believable as possible. That is the synchronicity, because it's creating that spectacle when you're out in front of a live crowd, in front of a huge pay-per-view audience, television audience that is massive. And through the 90s, they were massive, and each and every one of you did such a sensational job of entertaining us. So, on behalf of us, the fans, to you and all your brethren from the 90s, round of applause. Round of applause. We love you guys. We love you. Well, speaking of Bam Bam Bigelow, someone who I feel is very, very similar to the style of Bam Bam Bigelow is our current beast from the East, but the East being the other side of the world. And that is the big tsunami himself, Big Bronson Reed. I feel that they've got a lot in common. Their styles mash very, very well. So I think it's about time that we talked about today's current product, seeing as I couldn't stump that man over there and he got full marks on his quiz. Well done to you, good sir. Let's talk about this weekend's major show as the WWE presents War Games, the Survivor Series from San Diego. It's going to be a big night. That arena outside, it's a big stadium show. It's going to be packed. It's going to be hot and it's going to be fun and it's going to be. I can't believe that we've got a lineup that we've got lined up in both of these War Games matches. So let's start it off. I'm going to run these names through for you and let's give a little breakdown, a little synopsis of what's going to go on.
All
So
right.
we've just talked about it. Bronson Reed. Bron Breakker of the Vision, led by Paul Heyman. Logan Paul. We've got Drew McIntyre, one of my current favorites.
Yes.
And the returning beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar. This is the first tag match that Brock has had since 2004. So it's been 21 years since Brock has got into a match with any kind of partner on his side. That is an amazing stat. That is a unique stat. And something that, as I
That's
was doing my research today, I was like, wow, that's unbelievable. That is an unbelievable statistic when it comes to just dominance on the singles division.
I was going to say that just go, no, I agree, Tom. I think that just goes to show how strong he is as a singles and never ever needing a partner. It would almost make not make sense for him to have a partner. And I still kind of feel weird about this, him being in this, you know? So we'll see. if he
It's going
doesn't
to be
leave
fun that
everyone
you
alone.
mash it
I
up.
don't know.
There is going to be a big fun mark on that match. I can't wait to see his interaction with Bron Breakker, especially after his beautiful little fall on Raw. Nobody noticed, Brock. Nobody that you styled it out completely. The greatest of all time styles it as only the greatest of all time can. And Brock was very quickly awarded that cowboy hat. It was just synchronicity. It was like, poof, straight off bang. Come on, kid, let's go. And Bron did not take too kindly. If you take a look at some of the off-camera footage of him whipping that cowboy hat back off, it'd be really interesting if you see any kind of dissension between the two. That would be incredible. They don't have to touch. They don't have to have a stare down. It's just a look. That's all it needs.
All it takes.
Building blocks, because that match would be priceless. The other side of that War Games cage is gonna be lit with champions as we get our WWE champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, our World Heavyweight Champion, CM Punk, the OTC of Roman Reigns, and the Usos joining up once again. Main event, Jay, Big Jim. It's gonna be a hell of a match, brother. Gonna be a hell of a match. Now, before we jump in to dissecting the match, we'll talk about all the competitors. You were a part of four brawls when it was two cages. Sorry, two rings put together with a cage over the top of them. Never actually in the full in the War Games match itself, but part of the four brawl. How was it to perform in that ring, knowing that there was another ring next to you, and there was such a disconnect in terms of space with the fans that were on that side of the arena? Would you remember it? Let's take you back to the late 90s.
I remember it. I don't really remember there being a disconnect with the fans, but I do remember, you had to find creative ways to get into that next ring. And a lot of guys did. Yeah, I don't really remember anything too negative about it. But again, I think that the double cage, the double cage layout, I wasn't a huge fan of that. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's really unique. As fans, we were enamored with new ideas, fresh ideas, something fun. The WWE weren't promoting anything like that, where you get two rings. So to have WCW do that, it gave them something completely unique, proper USP there for their Fall Brawl event. And then they went even further into November when we had World War III, and we had not one, not two, but three rings. How was that?
Now, was that the triple layer or was
No,
that
this
the
was the three rings, and they were sort of staggered just a little bit, and it was a 60-man battle royal.
Anytime you have battle royals with that many people, it just really is filtered down so much that you really only want to see the last 10 if you think about it, because you're thinking 60 people, that's two Royal Rumbles. That's probably a third of the roster on that 60 guy, and those are some of those guys that are not getting airtime. They're on the set, they're the Saturday night guys, or like a WWF to be the Action Zone guy. So the fans are not real familiar with some of those guys that are getting some of that airtime in the set. It's no fault of their own. It's just the layers of talent. So yeah, I think you get down to those final 10 to 12. That's what people want to
Yeah, I always remember on the VHS, it was like,
see.
just fast forward it. Let's get to the final 10. And then we'll
You
see
only
exactly
got
what
so many Vianos, you know what I mean?
happens.
Right.
I thought they were unlimited, to be fair. I think we're on like Viano 65 or something right now. But legendary lineage. We love the Villanos. Okay, right. So let's go back to our current product. How do you see this match panning out?
I see the heel side breaking down, and the face side going over. Again, they're a huge outdoor stadium. I don't know how many. That's a San Diego Padres baseball stadium. By the way, quick shout out to Soto 619, a good friend of mine who has a big following on TikTok and is building up his Instagram, and he will be there live. So I'm sure we'll get a full report. But yeah. I would say a breakdown on the heel side, and the faces will go over to keep the fans happy. And you can do so much on the heel side with a breakdown internally, like you said, maybe a Brock Braun. There's a lot of ways to go with it, even if it's not a full blown breakdown, but like you said, just a look, just enough to, and then Heyman steps in. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I got Mike Sharp, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know.
You got it in, brother. It's a good one. It's a good one. We need to find out what other impressions we can get you to do, Brian, because
I
that one,
don't
that's
do
a corker.
I don't do them that well.
No,
I
you
just
do.
have a
Honestly, it tickles me every time we hear that one. It's that's a
okay.
belter. Yeah, Canada's best athlete. What was he
Do the
building?
forearm gimmick, the lifetime forearm pad. Yes.
Oh, he was, yeah, Canada's greatest athlete, Iron Mike
Yes.
Sharp. Yes,
Hands down.
amazing. We're going deep on this. All right, well, so I'm going to do a little tally sheet right now.
All
So we've
right.
got the men's main event. We're going to have the baby faces go over. Okay. This is so for any of you that are putting a little poll on to find out if they can go full swoop, let's find out what Brian's got. So he's got a baby face win for the men's. What are we
Yes.
talking about when it comes to the women's? I'm going to lay it all out to you. So,
Okay.
from our babyface side, we're going to be captained by Rhea Ripley. We have got Io Sky. We are rocking it with our tag champions of Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss and AJ Lee rounding out the five, which is going to be really interesting. They are going to be going against the team of Becky Lynch, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and the new tag team of Nia Jax and NXT's Lash Legend. How would we book this one?
Well, I'm gonna switch it around on this one. I say there's an internal breakdown on the face side. Finally, maybe Charlotte and Alexa either do a full-on split or something close to it, and the heel side will go over. That's just my thought. So that's my guess, if I had to guess and say. I know they've been teasing that for a while with Charlotte, but then they've made back up and we're not friends, but they are friends, I would go that route. I don't, I'm not sure the actual spot on the card. If they open with this, it would probably be easier to put, let the heels go over in the first, because as you sh the show goes on, you want to keep the faces over at the end or close to it. So that's my guess. How about you? What do you say?
No, I'm completely agreeing with you. I find that Charlotte, as a competitor herself, as a persona, is. And it's not to say it's so much better because she's a wonderful baby face, but I just feel that her internally exudes heel much more than she does baby face. And I feel that her preferred character is that of the devious heel. She is the very showy. She is the nature boy of 2025. She is the nature girl, as it were.
There you go.
And Rick, I always found that Rick could perform on either side, but his home was as the dirtiest player in the game.
Yes, I agree.
So let's see if the seeds are planted for the big heel turn, because Alexa is over like anything, and she can always rely back on that link with Bray Wyatt, which it's got to make her a baby face, like a really strong baby face. So you've got a natural flow, and you've got a natural match made for WrestleMania. You've got it. It's already there. Okay, so I would do exactly as you say. I'll probably open with that match. Then you've got your two singles matches in the middle, and then round it out. That's if we're getting a four. So the other match is John Cena is going to be stepping into the ring for the penultimate time at the Survivor Series before the big hurrah at Saturday night's main event on December the 13th. We're going to find out who is going to be winning the Last Time Is Now tournament as the weeks go on. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he's going against Dirty Dominic Mysterio for that Intercontinental title. Are we going to see Dirty Dom reclaim, or are we going to see Cena retire with the IC strap?
It almost sets up for Dominic to win the title back in his hometown.
Yes.
That's the one thing that I think of when I'm thinking that, Cena is an absolute to win it. But then it comes into play that Dominic actually may get somewhat of a face reaction because he's in his hometown of San Diego. I still think that Cena goes over. I think Cena needs to stay, remain strong all the way until he closes the door. But again, yeah, Cena's my pick. I'll stick with that. But you still have a slight thought process of maybe Dominic wins because of San Diego. No other reason other than not that he's not talented enough, but I think Cena needs to stay completely strong until he finishes his career. That's my thought.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think he needs to be strong. What I do love about Dom, and if they do end up turning him babyface, I don't think they should change his character at all, because he can create that white hot feeling inside all the WWE universe that's out there in front of the crowd, just with the stroke of a mustache, the flick of a mullet. He can make people evoke emotion, and that is what pro wrestling is all about, making your fans evoke emotion. The same way that Austin did when he turned from heel to babyface, it was such a subtle change, and that was all that was needed. He didn't become this instant white meat babyface, good guy. He wasn't training and saying his prayers and eating his vitamins. He was drinking beer and he was whooping ass, and that's what got him over. And I think from a Dirty Dominic Mysterio perspective, he has found that character that is perfect for him. He just amps it, just a little tweak, just little tweaks here and there. I've got to agree with you that I want to keep Cena really strong going into Saturday night's main event, but I can see Dom cheating out a win to become IC champion once again. But let's see. Saturday's only a couple of days away, so Brian's gone for Cena. I'm going to go for Dom on that one, and then our final match that we've got is someone who is very, very big on the Bomber's radar right now, that being our Women's World Champion, Stephanie Vaquer, as she takes on WWE Hall of Famer Nikki Bella. Let's round it out. Give us all I need on this one. One name. Who's going over?
Stephanie.
Boom. No doubt. No doubt. Echoing that completely from this side of the world, Stephanie's going to go away with the big W. Right. That's our predictions. What are your predictions, peeps? Let us know in the comment section down there on YouTube. Send us some messages on Instagram and let us know what your opinions are. Do you agree with the Bomber? Do you agree with the Tomcat? Do you guys have your own opinions when it comes to the four that mix it up completely what we have just said? And once again, if you've yet to ring that notification bell, click subscribe. Ring that bell and let us know exactly what you want to see when it comes to the Meltdown, because we are all about you. We are all about bringing you exclusive content, fresh content, guests galore. And Brian's going to tell you about some of the peeps that he's literally just been messaging today, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving. Drop a couple of those names that you dropped on me before, big man.
Well, we talked about we were planning some big reunions, let's just say it, let's put it that way. And those reunions will consist of probably five or six people. So Tomcat's going to have to do some big time navigating to get us all on the screen at the same time. So I'm going to keep a little bit of that. I'm going to keep some of that
That
under my hat
mystique
right now.
alive, right?
Just a little bit, just because, I mean, it's going to be a first time. This hasn't been done. These guys that we're getting together, they have not been together for many years. And everybody I've talked to is all in. So that's a huge, a big positive, because we're talking guys from the East Coast, West Coast, and all over the US getting together on this show. So yeah, just stick with us. Each and every week, we're surprising you with Hall of Fame, UFC legends, Hall of Famers left and right, big time superstars will be coming to the Meltdown. It's just a matter of us. What is it that we do, Tom? What is it called? We're trying to.
Well, you know what they say. Shoes ain't
What do
cheap.
they say? What is that? What is that going to?
Shoes ain't cheap, and booking ain't easy. We're gonna get that on pro wrestling tees real soon.
By the way, great segue. You just mentioned pro wrestling tees. By the way, they are having a huge sale. Check out the Atom Bomb Chronic store. They're a big Black Friday sale, and it's going on for 5 days. And yes, Meltdown needs a shirt in that lineup, and we need Tom's slogan on a shirt. So I'm going to go ahead and, if they're listening,
Get it in there. Get it in there.
get it
I
in.
mean, I think from me as a family, myself and Gemma, I think we structured it a little bit wrong because our daughter is born in November. My son is born in December. We were married in December. We've got Christmas and New Year. It's like we are broke come January. And then the tax man comes as well and goes, whatever you've got left, I'll take that as well. So it is no truer word said. That shoes ain't cheap because that's what top of their Christmas list. I want some Air Force Ones. I want some Uggs. I want this. I want that. And to be a parent,
You can do it, Tom. You can
we
do it.
can do it, brother. We've got this. We've got this. We've got this. Well, speaking of got this, let's see who you've got that's going to go over in the last time is now tournament. So as we currently stand, we are down to our final four as we see Gunther, Solo Sikoa, LA Knight and Jey Uso making out the four. Who's going to whittle it down? So the two matches would be Gunther against Solo and LA Knight against Jey. So who are we putting over on each of those?
This is tough, just because I hate to see them. I'm so glad Gunther's back, by the way.
Yep, he looks incredible.
I've always been a big fan of his work, his supporter of all of his everything he's done. He's doing great. A big fan of LA Knight. But I know they're gonna beat him. I know they are. I just got that feeling. I say your finals are probably I'm gonna go Gunther just because I think he would be give the best match out of those others against Cena. I mean, if I'm looking at the final four, the guy who would generate the most heat versus Cena would have to be Gunther.
And
Just
could you imagine
yeah.
how much of a shine that would put on the Ring General's career in the same
Oh.
year to retire Goldberg at Saturday night's main event and then the unseen 17 John Cena? Wow.
That would be great.
That
I'd love
is
to
a
see that.
shine like no other.
Yeah.
So let's see. How would we do? So would you put Gunther over against Cena, or would you send Cena out in a blaze of Americana glory leading into Christmas? What would you do?
Yeah, I think he's got to go over, but there's still creative ways that they can keep Gunther very strong. It's just a matter of them peeling back the layers and deciding which way they're going, how they're going to do it. There are ways to do it to keep him strong and for Cena to go over and win, even clean. It's things that would happen in post after the match, so that doesn't interfere with the finish. But yeah, I say you've got to figure out a way to keep Gunther as strong as possible, especially because I don't see any of the other three guys that would go against him. That how it's going to work? What kind of reaction you're going to get? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to turn Jey heel? You're going to beat LA Knight again? Solo's not ready for that spot, I don't think.
No, I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Just looking at
Albeit
it,
I am enjoying the MFT right now. I feel that the
I,
look that they've got with the face paint, the war paint, really,
right.
really has enhanced their overall visual image on screen. I think that's a good
I'm just
thing.
looking at the history of these guys and Gunther as far, I mean, 666 days as an intercontinental champion. How many days as a world champion? I mean, he's laid out such a path of destruction that him and Cena would be money, I think.
Agree. And
Yeah, I'm just looking at it from
as we're armchair booking it,
yeah, as we do, we armchair book, no doubt about it.
Cena retires at Saturday night's main event. Would the natural evolution take you to Cena being the headline of the Hall of Fame next year?
Wow, that's a great question. It's almost fitting if you think about it. I mean, there's no reason to make him wait 2 or 3 years. Why not go ahead and do it while he's red hot? That's just a few months away. I think I possibly will be there. We shall see. Back in Vegas again. And think about it. I mean, fans are much more likely to go to Las Vegas than they are next year in Saudi. So why not go ahead and put him in as the headliner now? It would be, that makes perfect sense.
Natural progression for me. I feel that pop when his music hits at Mania and they do the showcase of the Hall of Famers that they've just inducted, would be astronomical. Just to have Cena on that showcase, he doesn't have to have a match, he doesn't have to be featured, but to be there as the brand new headline of the Hall of Fame would be incredible. So let's see. You heard it here first. Directly from the meltdown. Let's see if that does materialize. Well, speaking of WrestleCon, speaking of jet setting around the world, Brian's going to be jumping on another plane because next week it's the big one, brother. Let's have a little chat about where you're going.
I will be in Dortmund, Germany for the big time Comic-Con film festival. Looking forward to it, man. It's going to be great. I know there are a few other guys that are going along with me, but there are some international stars, so many people from film and television. So yeah, it's sort of like a who's who as far as the whole event. And again, just it's going to be a blast. Of course, I will get a ton of photos and I'll be sharing all those on social media. So you guys will get an inside scoop of my 2 days there, just 2 days of events. Of course, there'll be another day or so of traveling. And I'll probably spend an extra day there and then come back. But I can imagine how it's going to be. It's going to be beautiful. Think about it. December, Dortmund, Germany, a little bit of snow coming down. Gotta be some great images. That's gonna be key. I will definitely share some Christmas time photos and get everybody in the spirit.
That's what we like to see. We want to see Adam Bomb in the spirit in Germany. We're eating a bratwurst, visiting the German markets at nighttime, getting that Stein all
Big
lined up.
Stein, a brat. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
All in, brother. All in. It's what
I'm
we're
in.
talking about. It's going to be great. And you're going
Forget
to be joined
the
by some other
diet. I'm
people.
in. I'm
Just,
in.
what was the advice earlier? Lay off the sides. We'll just keep away from the sides. Keep away from the go all in on the brats and the steins.
Do it.
But you're also going to be joined by some other legendary talent from the world of professional wrestling as we hear that the Godfather, Charles Wright, Papa
Yes.
Shango is going to be with you, as is Toot Toot, the big tugboat. Our very good friend, Mr. Fred Ottman's going to be over there as well. Bushwhacker Luke is going to be joining you, as well as WCW World Champion David Arquette. And I need you to quiz him about going through that gimmick stage.
I'm gonna have to because damn near killed the show.
It was legit, honestly. That one, that
Oh,
might be one of the highlights of this beautiful journey that we're going on, is just talking about that particular show. There was
yeah.
so much gaga on in those 25 minutes, but
Wow.
it makes me smile from ear to ear just thinking about it. Just thinking about it. Gotta quiz him on
Yeah, I'm so glad that was not me. All I can say.
that.
I would not hear the end of that.
Oh, that was
It's,
oh
it,
well. Chronic had already gone. They were in a
yeah.
basic right.
I showed up
Catering's
late, I
calling. I'm
left
off,
early,
brother.
you know. Yep.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing. Oh, it was good. Well, speaking of doing the right thing, before we put a nice big bow on this particular Wipeout Wednesday, it's Wrath Wednesday. This beautiful Thanksgiving Eve. Let's talk about two particular talent that made their return to the WWE in the form of Matt Cardona, Nick Nemeth, who returned as Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler. Now, I agree with them bringing Nick back as Dolph. I felt like Dolph's name is synonymous with Nick more than Nemeth is.
Right.
However, I don't know about Cardona coming back as Zack Ryder. What's your opinion on this? Do you think Cardona as a name itself is bigger than the persona that he had in WWE?
Well, he was the IC champ one t as one at one time, right?
Yeah.
As Zach. But I sort of agree with you. I think that Cardona, Matt, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, Matt. I chatted with him briefly today. So yeah, he was another guy that I think that he has established himself so well on the indie as the indie deathmatch king and among many other personas. I think he really established the name Matt Cardona. And they could have they could have gone either way with it, but yeah, I would have preferred Matt Cardona.
I would have
And
too.
then I agree with you, your assessment with Nick being Dolph Ziggler. I think that that's a better name, and when you see him, you're automatically thinking Ziggler, with the
Yeah.
zigzag, the finish, everything. So yeah.
Yeah, completely. And from my side, I mean, Matt Cardona's just appeared on NXT TV as Matt Cardona. So the WWE are putting him out there as one particular name and then flip-flatting between the two. It's a little confusing. I understand why they did it, but if I was Matt, I'd have been like, I'd have really liked to go out there as Cardona. But it is what it is. Welcome back to the WWE family, gentlemen. It was great to see you on programming, shining like only you can. Well, speaking of programming that we can shine up as only we can, we have got a very, very busy and inclusive December coming at you. Yes, we're going to record our Survivor Series wrap-up show on Sunday, directly after the Survivor Series on Saturday night. That's going to come out to you guys on Meltdown Monday. And then Brian's just talked about a reunion between a multitude of superstars that we're going to bring to you real soon. But we have got a reunion that you guys have been chomping at the bit at for years. This is going to be real interesting. I'm not going to divulge. You'll have to check out our Instagram page. So if you've yet to subscribe, all you need to do, head to Instagram, type in the Meltdown Official, get us hooked up, follow our services, and you can stay up to date with exactly what is going on in the world of the Meltdown. You can follow him at Real Brian Clark on YouTube. That's where you find the Meltdown each and every week. And Brian Clark 3X Champ on Instagram. You can follow me at Tom Finkiel. I'm always there for you to answer your questions. And as we progress through, I want to hear from you guys. We've got some questions lined up in our Meltdown mailbag already, but I feel that we might have a full episode to get the answers into these, Bomber. What do you reckon? Shall we do that?
I like
Meltdown
that.
mailbag two?
Yes, I think we should. We've got so many questions. I get them constantly through Instagram and then also in Messenger and different avenues. And so yeah, I know that I've got a lot that I need to forward to you that so we can you can put your magic on them and we can lay them all out. So I think we should do definitely a mailbag, another show of the mailbag. We've got so much going on and we've got to keep our peeps connected and up to and it yeah. They cannot do without their Meltdown mailbag and all the information we got coming up. I'm going to tell you, I'm so tempted to give away our next guest, but I'm going to wait. All
I
I'm
bet.
telling you, what I mean, you think about, he is all over social media right now. I mean, with some of the biggest shows going, period. And a huge, I got to stop. I'm going to give it away. I don't want to give it away.
What do we say?
I'm pumping the
Wait a minute.
brakes. Yeah, I'm pumping the brakes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm looking. I'm really looking forward to it, though. It's going to be fun. I think you guys are really. We didn't let you down with our first UFC Hall of Famer. We're not going to let you down now.
No,
So, yeah.
no. All we're going to say is we're going to take it back to 93. Aha. There we go. Okay. That's all we're going to say. That's all we're going to say. Well, it's been a great show. I've been really invested talking to Brian about the Survivor Series back in 93 and 94. We've got our predictions in as it pertains to this particular weekend. We want to send all our love out to all the Meltdown universe that are celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. Happy Turkey Day, peeps. Have the most sensational time. If you're with family, celebrate every moment, hold them tight, and share that love. And yeah, break a turkey leg off for the Tomcat. It's going to be a big weekend. And for us here, we're getting hooked up. We're all in that festive spirit. The red jacket's on. I can feel a little white fuzz begin to grow on my chinny chin chin. And I'm not averse to dropping down a chimney or two. It's going to be good as we get built up towards the 25th of December. Brian's going international. I'm going international as well. We're visiting Paris, France, or Gay Paris in the next 3 weeks. That's going to be fun with the fam. And we are ready to get out of here on another incredible meltdown Wednesday. Yes, it's all good in the hood. So remember, shoes ain't cheap, booking ain't easy. I'm going to see you directly after the Survivor Series, but I'm going to bat it over to Brian to wrap this show up. Batoom! We'll see you next time.
Well, as the Tomcat said, thank you all for joining us today. A preview of Survivor Series is going to be electric in San Diego. There could be some big surprises too. I know Tom possibly is picking, he is picking Dominic, and it's very possible. It's his hometown. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. And next week's guest is going to be amazing. And the following week, and we have got some major league talent lined up as we always do. So stay with us, guys. Make sure you join. Subscribe now. Hit the like button. And then definitely, by the way, mailbag, hit us up. Even if you're sending the questions here on the YouTube channel, we will go through those and we always answer your questions. We love interacting with you guys. So make sure you chat. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. Guys, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. From Tucson, Arizona, this is the Creation of Devastation, where we're always breaking necks and cashing checks. Right here on the Meltdown, we will see you next week.
Oh, boom.